For the first time, this latest batch of hostages released by Hamas included an American citizen, 4-year-old Abigail Idan, who spent her birthday last week in Hamas captivity. Now, President Biden is indicating he wants to see the current humanitarian pause in fighting extended, and Prime Minister Netanyahu appears minded to agree to the plan in order to secure the release of more hostages held in Gaza. The pause is also permitting urgently needed humanitarian aid to enter the territory. On social media, President Biden urged a fresh focus on dormant efforts to establish a two-state solution in the Middle East after the October 7th attacks by Hamas that killed 1,200 people in Israel and Israel's military reprisals that Palestinian officials claim have killed more than 14,000.